Blog Talk Radio.
The voice of the Canadian Rockies, VOCR2012, is on the air. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, madam and messieurs of Maisonfort. Welcome to another edition of VOCR2012, broadcasting around the world on the TerraJet Radio Network. Phone lines shall be open for this full edition, 347-324-3287, 347-324-3287. Got an opinion? Got an idea? Want to make a statement? 347-324-3287. VOCR, the voice of the Canadian Rocket. Ladies and gentlemen, your host, Guru Nostra.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the VOCR. Hope everyone has been well. It's been some time since I've had the chance to chat with you all. The curse of having to earn a living in the concrete jungle. If only there was another way of keeping those nasty financial wolves at bay. Maybe win a lottery, become independently wealthy by inheritance, or drop off the grid and head for the mountains. I'm sure after tonight's broadcast, there will be some of those wolves of finance who may not be too pleased with me tonight. So goes the territory. Over the last few years, we have received some incredible emails from listeners around the world who offer their take on the issues. They tell me their personal plights and their concerns. At the VOCR, we have had a mandate that under most circumstances, emails to the show are considered confidential and not read on the air. Unless, of course, the regarding line states comment, we will not release the content of the email. This also covers negative email, criticizing what the VOCR does, how we do it, why we do it. Most of them are anonymous, and few are void of vulgar statements about my body parts or theirs. Their personal attacks are clearly desperate acts to prevent the VOCR from bringing needed information into your household. I want to personally thank Google and Gmail for their creation of the ban, delete, junk filters. They work amazingly well. If you wish your comment to be read on the air, mark the regard line comment. Make sense? If you'd like to email the show and comment, of course, feel free to do so. VOCR2012@gmail.com. Tonight, we shall no doubt agitate the financial wolves and others who may have an axe to grind as we continue to look at the global economy and its impending collapse. And yes, we will be looking at internet chat. All that and more on the VOCR. We'll be right back.
347-324-3287. 347-324-3287. Looking for more information on VOCR? Check out our blog at vocr2012.blogspot.com. Email the show, vocr2012@gmail.com. You're listening to VOCR 2012 with Colin Knight. 347-324-3287. 347-324-3287.
General Secretary Gorbachev, if you seek peace, if you seek prosperity for the Soviet Union and Eastern Europe, if you seek liberalization, come here to this gate. Mr. Gorbachev, open this gate. Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The following program is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Although it takes all precautions to bring you quality information, it is merely the purveyor of information. You, the audience, shall judge the quality of information offered by our guests or host. We remind all of our listeners, KVDM 347-324-3287, 347-324-3287.
Hey,
And hopefully we got all of that legal jargon out of the way. Before we get completely started, special shout-outs to my wall-building landscaper, who definitely deserves at least a coffee or two. To the BC Dreamcatcher, hope you can swim, girl. And to John in Toronto, come west, young lad. It's God's country. It truly is. And the Southeast Ricky's much better half. What can I say? Glad you made it. As we prepare the show for air, a news article sent to us by a friend in Riyadh got my attention. The story headline was, "Thousands of troops march on Syrian town led by murderous brother of Assad." Now, this news article was alarming. A headline which could have been ripped out of a newspaper from the turn of the century or even the Crusades. The headline was authenticated by a number of news sources, and the UK Guardian ran with the following story. The notoriously murderous brother of President Bashar al-Assad has led thousands of Syrian troops towards a mission to wreak vengeance on a rebellious northern town. Now, the story written by Adrian Blomfield, he's the Middle East correspondent for The Guardian, and John Swain out of New York City. The article went on to say that more than 100 residents of Jazir al-Shughur fled across the border to Turkey, while others sought sanctuary in churches and mosques of nearby villages. They escaped after receiving telephone calls that Mahar al-Assad, the most feared man in Syria, was on his way at the head of a huge column of armor and troops. Now, witnesses in the surrounding Idlib province had said that they saw convoys of hundreds of tanks and thousands of soldiers who kicked up a huge plume of dust as they went past in a dramatic escalation of the government crackdown. Human rights activists appealed for urgent international pressure on the regime, warning that unless Mahar al-Assad was halted, his well-known thirst for blood would lead to a massacre. I have read a number of stories from Adrian Blomfield, and he has always been ahead of the curve on information coming out of the Middle East. The tactics of Western enemies and foes are clear: to divide and conquer, a tactic which has been employed successfully for thousands of years. Currently, the financial stability of once prosperous nations are crumbling at the weight of debt and government spending. Tax thresholds are being pushed ever higher in a vain attempt to wrestle national debt into check. All this underway while military action is being forced upon the Western world on ever-increasing fronts. The Middle East is beginning to unzip on a timeline which has been prophesied by many people, both visionaries and good scholars. Algeria, Yemen, Libya, Egypt, Syria, Israel, Saudi Arabia, Iraq, Afghanistan, Iran, Lebanon, West Bank, and the list goes on. The power of the American presidency no longer allows for mistakes of foreign policy. G.W. Bush understood that better than most presidents. He was well aware of the escalation of action in the Middle East and the chess game that had been played out for hundreds of years, which has now become most perilous. President Barack Obama, unfortunately, is Captain Smith on the Titanic. The enemy is the treacherous icebergs that drift in waters off the northern and southern poles, ice so dense it can slice open or collapse mighty ships who venture to challenge their passage. The Western world economy is perilously close to collapse. Social life, as we know it, is about to come under a cataclysmic fork in the road. For thousands of years, each nation has developed its own commerce with neighbors as well as enemies. As tribes, which we all once were, we developed methods of commerce, and today's financial economic model is based on thousands of years of trade and commerce, treaties and ties. Years ago, in a chat room far, far, far away, an old, gruff Navy cook used to attempt to educate the masses about the Silk Road and the Phoenicians. His calls to arms about Queen Isabella and her axis of evil prophecy was a daily mantra for the old sea dog. That and apple pies, but that's another story. Point being, even though this old Navy rat was a complete loon and shunned by everyone whom he came in contact with, his education to the masses regarding the Silk Road, the trade routes, was definitely worth listening to. I wish I had taken the time to record it, but you can always say, woulda, coulda, shoulda, huh? So why now? That was the question asked by email from Jared in BC, Canada, in response to a blog editorial done on this very issue recently. Why, after thousands of years of commerce, is the Western world's financial system starting to collapse? The cold truth of the matter is greed. We in the Western world have created a society which has expectations of social standing and wealth. Our society continues to expand as medical breakthroughs expand the longevity of mankind, and in such, our demand on society and government program infrastructure increases. Citizens of the Western world believe they are entitled to social programs and government assistance as if promised to them by Almighty God. A woman in Chicago or Toronto with three or four kids, all from different fathers, still single, unemployed, and on welfare, suddenly becomes my responsibility. I am responsible for those children's welfare. It is my moral duty to tend to their needs. An executive who earns hundreds of thousands or possibly millions of dollars a year and is suddenly thrown out of work and loses everything is also suddenly my responsibility. And if we convict him and send him to prison, we, as taxpayers, take on the responsibility of his or her good health. A bank which collapses by mismanagement, is that taxpayers' responsibility? Apparently, according to federal governments of the Western world, it is your responsibility.
We're not going to be able to solve our problems if we get distracted by sideshows and carnival barkers.
I did something that nobody else could do. I got Obama to give his birth certificate, and it was about time.
347-324-3287. 347-324-3287. Looking for more information on VOCR? Check out our blog at vocr2012.blogspot.com. Email the show, vocr2012@gmail.com. You're listening to VOCR 2012 with Colin Knight. 347-324-3287. 347-324-3287.
General Secretary Gorbachev, if you seek peace, if you seek prosperity for the Soviet Union and Eastern Europe, if you seek liberalization, come here to this gate. Mr. Gorbachev, open this gate. Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The following program is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Although it's all precautions to bring you quality information, it is merely the purveyor of information. You, the audience, shall judge the quality of information offered by our guests or host. We remind all of our listeners, KVNM 347-324-3287, 347-324-3287.
The enemies of the West, and there are many, realized on 9/11 that it wasn't necessary to meet the most powerful nations on Earth on a battlefield, where they would surely be slaughtered. You see, jihad fails when you're dead. 9/11 showed a major flaw in the Western world economic system, and the loss of New York trading services and stock trading information rocked the world economic biosphere and those who wished to bring down the mighty warriors of freedom finally saw their answer. The cost of war is not cheap, and as the battlefields intensified and multiplied, the Western world looked to the East for financial support. China and rich countries of the Middle East began massive purchases of American banknotes, promise notes, if you will, financing the war, financing government debt, and Al-Qaeda and its financial backers saw the effect. Remember now that China had spent 20 years collapsing the American and European and Western world manufacturing industries. Like a drug dealer snuffing out the competition, supplying the West with inferior products at inflated prices with little or no resistance. Al-Qaeda and their ilk understood that after 9/11, that the weakness of the West was its ability to finance a war level which could stop their advances. Al-Qaeda is like a cancer. That is why we refer to each conflict as a cell. Yemen, Libya, Algeria, Syria, Saudi Arabia, Iraq, Afghanistan, Iran. All military actions which shall be required to stabilize world economies. But how do we pay back the financial debt? We simply can't. We simply cannot pay back that financial debt. The U.S. GDP ratio is off the charts. Governments are fighting in the United States in their halls of power to prevent Obama from raising the debt ceiling once again, money that the United States do not have. The United States debt to China currently is so great that there is concern that the Obama administration can even repay the interest owing on the debt. There are stories floating about Washington and the press that as of 2015, the repayment schedule for the U.S. Treasury to China shall finance the Chinese military machine completely on a yearly basis into perpetuity. Remember, this is the interest payment alone, with no consideration of paying down the debt. Who do you think will end up paying that debt?
347-324-3287. 347-324-3287.
In Canada, we have been a little more luckier financially. Although we already pay an incredible amount of taxes and in no way are exempt from a collapse. The Conservative government led by Prime Minister Stephen Harper have done well to weather the financial quagmire of world economies. There has not been a single bank failure in Canada, and the projected GDP and growth is enthusiastic, but again, China has come calling. You see, they want our oil from the Alberta tar sands. They have invested heavily in gaining market share to the very blood of most economies. Energy, black gold, Texas tea. The current American administration has been accused of missteps in foreign policy and actions. And Obama ran on a platform of change, change you can believe in, yet the world continues its spiral into the financial abyss. Mr. Obama, unable to use his charisma and charm on the nation's onlookers, although they were mesmerized during his election campaign, have realized that he or his advisors are not capable of executing a successful rebuild of the American and world economic model. They do not have the abilities or the permission from those that truly wield the universal power of Earth. Some call them the New World Order. Some call them the Illuminati. We've heard about the Carlyle Group and the Bilderbergs. And we've heard about the Chinese mafia and the Russian mafia and all of these people that are playing the manipulation game on the world affairs. Unless those are wrangled into agreement, it is unlikely.
For those listeners who wish to email the show, vocr2012@gmail.com. And for those who wish to leave an audio message, our 24-hour hotline, 240-696-6030, and leave your message.
I did something that nobody else could do. I got Obama to give his birth certificate, and it was about time.
We're not going to be able to solve our problems if we get distracted by sideshows and carnival barkers.
The Americans and others deliberately to withhold food aid to the North Korean people because of political or military issues not related is really indeed human rights violation.
Fact is, America is as unpopular as it has ever been in the last half century. And this does give us good reason to fear. There are people out there who want to kill us and they want to destroy our way of life. We have to live with it. It is a fact of our situation. It is a fact that will define your lives unless your generation does better with this problem than my generation.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
It's going to take a lot for me to vote for him. I don't know. He just gives me the impression of a playboy.
347-324-3287. 347-324-3287. You're listening to VOCR 2012 Radio on blogtalkradio.com.
My point here is that you have to decide what kind of America you want, right? You have to decide. It's your country just as much as it is mine.
Entirely bogus reputation. We used to be peacekeepers. We used to have capability. We gave them away. I mean, it's disgusting in my own country, Canada. They would rather bitch about their rich neighbors to the south than actually pay the note.
You have to take responsibility to do something about this hatred, this intense dislike for everything that America is and does. You may think it is undeserved. You may think it is unfair. And you would be right.
347-324-3287. 347-324-3287. You're listening to VOCR 2012 with Colin Knight.
So we have discovered that Obama cannot walk on water, nor can he turn water into wine or feed the 5,000. He can't part the Red Sea. And he cannot deliver the change which citizens continue to demand. In the United States, unemployment figures released for May look dismal, and manufacturing in North America cannot seem to get a foothold on recovery. The housing market continues to cause problems on toxic assets, and they are gaining a great deal of show as more unemployment defaults on mortgages. Canada continues to feel the drag of its latest trading partner, the United States. They are the largest. We count on the United States doing well, because when the United States of America does well, Canada does well. We are simpatico. We are joined at the hip, not only by country, but by mantra. Obama and his advisors continue to chant the mantra of independence and supply of the nation's oil requirements from foreign countries, while blocking access to friendly Canadian oil sources as a foreign country and refusing to allow drilling on offshore reserves where they know there is oil. Even Chavez in Venezuela, recognizing the weakness of the United States of America and the Western powers, has threatened to reduce delivery of refined oil and petroleum products, which are shipped to Venezuela for refining. Now, if you remember, George W. Bush talked about creating oil refineries on federal land that had been abandoned for years. And that idea floated for a couple of weeks and then disappeared because it made sense. Pressure on the Canadian government to begin negotiations with China on investment into natural resources is concerning, not only for Canadian independence, but for North America's reliance on oil as a whole. Europe continue to battle economic upheavals, and the price of war in the Middle East is astounding. The European community offer printed money to nations defaulting. Greece, Ireland, Spain, all now sucking from the teeth of the IMF and others. So where does the IMF get their funding? The question of the day, where does the IMF get their funding?
347-324-3287.
A couple of days ago on Facebook, blogger Ulsterman released an intriguing bit of news on his blog in which he said he received information from a White House insider suggesting something major was about to happen in Washington. Ulsterman wrote, "In a brief but informative update, our longtime D.C. insider tells the Democratic Party operatives joining with Republican counterparts to ensure Barack Obama is a one-term president. A significant development is to be revealed regarding the DOJ very soon now. That is the information I've been given most recently." And Ulsterman's insider wrote, "There's now a fully integrated operation against Barack Obama's re-election bid. That includes both Democrats and Republicans. The powers now aligning against Obama are significant, they are motivated, and they are very, very serious about defeating Barack Obama." Then they suggest that you watch the news cycle closely over the next 72 hours, suggesting that you may be in for a treat, and there will be more to come. Of course, once Representative Anthony Weiner's press conference began on Monday, everyone assumed this was going to be the major news that Ulsterman had talked about. But it wasn't. While the entire world watched Weiner weep, wow, for the cameras, about his probable porn addictions and subsequent actions, Daryl Issa, a Republican from California, or ISA, as some call him, filed subpoenas against the Department of Justice, potentially charging Eric Holder and company with obstruction of justice. We shall be watching these events closely, and special thanks to one of our blog readers, Josh, who sent that story from patriotupdate.com. Stories of New World Order and Illuminati conspiracies continue to permeate the internet and manifest themselves in some very dark chat rooms throughout the internet. And these are on a multitude of chat servers. However, Yahoo and Paltalk seem to spawn a huge amount of rhetoric and propaganda, but cannot be substantiated, and seem to be spawned by malicious people who have become maniacal in their quest to control the information and masses. The meltdown of society, financial and social, seems to be right in alignment with religious prophecies from many areas of the globe. Without encroaching on our sister station, Night Talks Patch, I am questioning the probability that prophecies are not dire warnings of things to come. They've happened before.
For those listeners who wish to email the show, vocr2012@gmail.com. And for those who wish to leave an audio message, our 24-hour hotline, 240-696-6030. And leave your message.
I did something that nobody else could do. I got Obama to give his birth certificate, and it was about time.
We're not going
to
be able to solve our problems if we get distracted by sideshows and carnival barkers.
The Americans and others deliberately to withhold food aid to the North Korean people because of political or military issues not related is really indeed human rights violation.
Fact is, America is as unpopular as it has ever been in the last half century. And this does give us good reason to fear. There are people out there who want to kill us and they want to destroy our way of life. We have to live with this. It is a fact of our situation. It is a fact that will define your lives unless your generation does better with this problem than my generation.
Ask what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
It's going to take a lot for me to vote for him. I don't know. He just gives me the impression of a playboy.
347-324-3287. 347-324-3287.
You're listening to VOCR 2012 Radio on blogtalkradio.com.
My point here is that you have to decide what kind of America you want, right? You have to decide. It's your country just as much as it is mine.
Entirely bogus reputation. We used to be peacekeepers. We used to have capability. We gave them away. I mean, it's disgusting in my own country, Canada. They would rather bitch about their rich neighbors to the south than actually pay the note.
You have to take responsibility to do something about this hatred, this intense dislike for everything that America is and does. You may think it is undeserved. You may think it is unfair. And you would be right.
347-324-3287. 347-324-3287. You're listening to VOCR 2012 with Colin Knight.
And the story about Obama's birth certificate that was released in April being a fake is gaining traction again. PatriotUpdate.com are running a story that the typeface used on the certificate document apparently was not available when the certificate was originally issued. So check out PatriotUpdate.com, have a look around, believe what you believe, remember, caveat emptor, buyer beware, read what you read, come to your own conclusions. It's part of your reading exercise to stay fully abreast of the situation. At the International Criminal Court, the Telegraph are reporting that Gaddafi ordered mass rape as a weapon. The International Criminal Court's chief prosecutor has said that Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi ordered mass rapes and bought containers of sex drugs for troops to attack women. The VOCR reported on this story at the beginning of April, and I think Fox News also ran with the story around about the same time, although I believe they may have been ahead of me. The International Criminal Court's chief prosecutor, Luis Marino Ocampo, said he may ask for a new charge of mass rape to be made against Gaddafi following the new evidence. The Chief International Criminal Court prosecutor is expecting a decision from judges within days on his request for crimes against humanity charges against Libyan leaders. He said there were reports of hundreds of women attacked in some areas of Libya, which is in the grip, of course, of months-long internal rebellion. Mr. Moreno Ocampo said there was evidence that the Libyan authorities purchased Viagra-type medicines and gave them to troops as part of an official rape policy. My God, what has this world turned into? After the Second World War and the bombing of Nagasaki and Hiroshima, I never thought we would see more horror than that brought. For years as a child, in the cinemas, when you went to watch a movie, 30 minutes prior to the movie would be a newsreel of the Second World War atrocities that we should never, ever forget. As I was growing up, I was subjected to the race riots of the 60s in the United States and the war in Vietnam and the hatred it spawned. And I thought it would never be that bad again. We found the killing fields in Cambodia. We thought it would never happen again. And we continue to remember the history and forget the future. And we allow it to happen again. These maniacal, evil, religious lunatics continue to have the world by the short and curlies. Their actions against their own people in desperation to hold on to power at a time when the rest of the world is in such unrest. Yet we continue to offer and provide massive amounts of aid to the very principals who perpetuate the hate. The actions of world governments can only be seen as inhumane and should be dealt with decisively. Unfortunately, the realities of treaties upon treaties, domestic and foreign agreements, international law and culture clashes, and yes, costs of action, prevents many of the Western world from reacting as quickly as they have. So while women suffer the inhumane actions of male-dominated populations and become shunned by their own kind for actions of others, this planet disgusts me. I cannot believe in the 21st century human beings continue to slaughter and defile each other in the manner that they do. One audio chatter revealed a plan the other night. I believe I was possibly in Yahoo or Paltalk, one of the two. I forget. Oops. But they revealed a plan the other night and suggested that removing the ability of those nations to continue their feeding of the Western world financial system, to remove their stock market system from world trading, to end their ability to access Western banks and service systems, to remove their internet access privileges completely, shut down their cellular grid access to Western countries, devalue by consensus nations' currency value, remove flight and sea access to the Western world, including container traffic, remove Western influx of design and technology, and return all Middle East students to their respective countries, and review immigration and citizenship applications for the past 20 years. A little strict, maybe? Almost Orwellian. What do you think? You can reach us live for the next 20 minutes at 347-324-3287, 347-324-3287, or you can email and give me your opinion. Remember to mark the regarding line as comment so I can use it on the show. VOCR2012@gmail.com. If you would like your email to be reviewed on the next show, make sure you use the comment in the regard line. Or you can call our 24-hour comment line at 240-696-6030. Call in, say your piece, and for 2 minutes, you can ramble away. And remember, your audio bite may be used in possible discussion or promotion. Got it? We'll be right back.
I'm hearing all sorts of stories that his own family can't agree which hospital he was born in and lots of other things. And I'm trying to find out, you know, where is the birth certificate? I have a birth certificate. You perhaps have a birth certificate. Where is the birth certificate? It's, you're born in this country, and, you know, to the best of my knowledge, people have birth certificates.
That's another question. Is he president of the United States? According to the Constitution, in order to be eligible for president, you have to be a natural-born citizen. He has refused to provide proof that he is, in fact, a natural-born citizen. And his Kenyan relations say that he was born in Nairobi at a time when his mother was too young to transmit U.S. citizenship. So I'm not even sure he's president of the United States. No, that's not a laughing matter. Neither are many of our military people now who are going to court to ask the question, do we have to obey a man who is not qualified under the Constitution? We're in the midst of the greatest crisis this nation has ever seen. And if we don't stop laughing about it and deal with it, we're going to find ourselves in the midst of chaos, confusion, and civil war.
Is a bankruptcy coming. Yes, the government is broken. It doesn't work, but it's because we're broke.
But I don't think we need to smash the whole system and start afresh the way President Obama tried to do it. I go back again and again to saying the problem is poor people who don't have health. Why don't we just give them money to have health insurance? I don't think we're ever going to get the waste out of the system. I've been hearing about getting waste out of government expenditures and medical expenditures my whole life. They never do it. It just gets worse and worse. It's never going to stop. Let's just give poor people money to buy insurance policies and let them not die. And let them not be sick.
347-324-3287. 347-324-3287. You're listening to VOCR 2012 with Colin Knight.
So as we watch in dismay, as our society slowly decays, we are hit with another story. Solar flares threaten to disrupt Earth's communication and power. Oh, lovely. An unusual solar flare observed by a NASA space observatory on Tuesday could cause some disruptions to satellite communications and power on Earth over the next day or so, according to officials. The potential blast from the sun unleashed a firestorm of radiation on a level not witnessed since 2006, and will likely lead to moderate geomagnetic storm activity by Wednesday and Thursday, according to the National Weather Service. Bill Murtaugh, program coordinator for the Space Weather Prediction Center, said this one was rather dramatic, describing the M2, the medium-sized solar flare that peaked at 0541 GMT. NASA's Solar Dynamics Observatory, which launched last year and provided the high-definition pictures and video of the event, described it as visually spectacular, but noticed that since the eruption was not pointed directly at Earth, the effects were expected to remain fairly small. But it could have been. For months, we have reported through Night Talk Radio that the sun was ready to fart in our general direction, and everything economic, social, and global will cease to be of value as it is today. Now let's take you back to 9/11, when we were all glued live to our TV screens, or for some, were there in person, who lived to tell about it. Those pictures were beamed around the world, and I saw people walking dazed in the streets, all covered in a gray coating, devoid of a nationality. I saw America and the world come together. I saw allies rally to Americans' aid. And I saw begrudgingly the rest of the world responding. Our lives can be changed in the blink of an eye. that can be changed by Mother Earth or universal forces. All hate we spew is wasted energy that could be used for a resolution to events and not causes or actions in response to ancient hatreds. The forces of Mother Earth and universal powers care little for our continued existence. According to some, we are a mistake on a far-flung planet in the outer atmosphere of the universe. But the fact is, we are here now. And the economic mess we are in is very real. And we need a resolution to this mess as quickly as possible. This is not going to take the change of presidency to do it. This is not going to change the changes of congressmen or senators or members of parliament. This is a fundamental change that is going to be required in mankind to get through what is about to befall us. Now, I don't say this as doom and gloom. This is just logical progression to where we are. We're here and we're now. And the economic mess that we are in is real. And if we do not resolve our problems quickly and reduce our expenditure around the world, every nation around the world, then we are guaranteed absolute failure. So let me offer you this for your audio chat debate rooms. Tackle this subject if you dare. Secure and repair the Libyan oil fields. Repel all forces who oppose that measure. Increase oil production outside of OPEC guidelines and force OPEC to dramatically increase production or lose their funding of aid, which they continue to get from the Western world. Allow independent production speculation of oil reserves and provide incentives to produce efficiently for 25 years. Consolidate U.S., Canadian, NATO, allied naval forces into the Mediterranean and secure the Mediterranean at Gibraltar. Create an embargo area at the north mouth of the Suez Canal and measure and survey every ship that enters. Deny harboring of any ship providing aid and comfort to any party in the Middle East who are in conflict with the Western edict. Blockade the Gulf. And continue to search every ship that comes through. Refusing to allow oil to pass. Shut her down. Now, as mentioned on the VOCR blog, the pressure for NATO and its alliance to put boots on the ground is becoming increasingly difficult to argue against, although denied furiously by NATO sources. Yet the moment Western troops land physically in Libya, Al-Qaeda shall have another battlefront to further weaken Western financial abilities to survive this Western world economic crisis. The resolution is to cut the cancer off at its roots, which is contrary to Western belief, not religion. Remove, as Dave said in a chat earlier, as I mentioned, remove the ability for enemies to trade or communicate with the rest of the West completely. If that does not wake up the people to rise up against their government, then remove all Western advances from that country and return them to a time they claim was more righteous. Our empire and nation-building meddling has caused the downfall of Western economies. Why should Western society feel impelled to force upon them what they seem incapable of understanding? if you have never had freedom of religion or actions as a society for thousands of years, how can you be expected to change in the term of a presidency? Freedom is for the people of those countries to decide. And it is our responsibility as mankind, as humankind, to offer that information of freedom. We need to offer it peacefully and not at the end of a gun. However, the door swings both ways. Ancient beliefs and social religious expectations continues to motivate those who are more concerned about their own welfare than the souls they claim to represent. I find it almost amusing to learn that crap hole nation dictators always seem to have billions hidden in Western or Swiss banks while their people starve and die. I have yet to meet a dictator I truly like. We have seen the horrors of dictators throughout the world, and one by one they have fallen to a form of freedom. Maybe not the freedom that we enjoy in the West, but a freedom nonetheless, much different than the servitude that they had been in prior to the action. But the cost of freedom, the cost not only financially for the world markets, but socially and morally for the loss of life. Every life that is taken, and taken for one's country, is one more soul that is yet to be born. With that, I mean, as this world expands, as our medical facilities extend life, and we get to stay around longer, we get to multiply more. More demands, more stress, more headaches, more problems. I see around the world a great deal of strife. I see in my own world people I know, people I work with, people I see, having a number of difficulties on a number of levels with society. The stress of these difficulties manifest themselves in many ways. To some, it is being quiet. To others, it is being angry. And to others, it's laziness. And to others, it's overachievement. But those actions continue to affect those around them. And eventually, negative will outweigh the positive. Unless you have a positive outlook on the future ahead. Now, with all of that said that you have heard here tonight, you may think that the future is very, very grim. Well, that is the crossroads that we spoke about at the beginning of the show. We have a choice. We have a choice in the next United States election with presidents. We have a choice of whether to put boots on the ground in Libya and take out Muammar Gaddafi. Although I am sure there are a few wet teams already on the ground looking for him. We have a choice with how we deal with our addiction to oil. And we have a choice of how we deal with all of our social programs, our criminality, our justice system. And Americans have to decide whether Barack Hussein Obama should be given a second term to complete what he has started, or should they clean house and start again. In Canada, we went through that very same thing recently with the majority vote for a conservative government that was previously a minority government, and the decimation of the Liberal Party who had forced 7 elections in 4 years. Some of the sound bites that you hear on here are actually Michael Ignatieff, who was the leader of the Liberal Party, who has now vacated his bench. And Bob Rae from Ontario is filling in as leader of the Liberals until they reorganize their dozen or so seats that they may possibly have. The Conservative Party of Canada confirmed on Wednesday that hackers had accessed information on their website, including the names, addresses, and partial credit card numbers of some of their online donors. The hackers, who go by the name of the Lulz, raft on Twitter and claim to be behind the Prime Minister Harper's hash brown breakfast hoax, posted a partial list of Tory donors on Wednesday morning. The list no longer appeared online, by the way, shortly after noon on Wednesday. This is pretty embarrassing for the Conservatives, but what are you going to do? And as we begin to wind down the show, NATO and Russia clashed again on Wednesday, not physically yet, over the alliance plan to build a missile defense system. But NATO's leader said he is optimistic the two sides can iron out their differences in time for a summit next May. NATO's Secretary General Andrei Fohr Rasmussen said the military alliance and Russia are coming closer to reaching agreements on principles for cooperating by creating two separate missile defense systems, one NATO and one Russian, that could exchange information. But Russian Defense Minister Anatoly Sergeyevy told the Interfax news agency that the idea of linked Russian and NATO missile shields doesn't suit them and could spark a fresh arms race. Now, really, you know, the U.S. says the shield would fend off Iranian missile threats and isn't aimed against Russia, but Moscow wants legal guarantees on that. Russia sees the U.S.-led missile defense plans as potential threats to its security, and it agreed to consider NATO's proposal last fall to cooperate on the missile shield, but insisted the system be run jointly. NATO rejected that demand, and no compromise has yet been found. I mean, really, all of this news, all of this pomp, all of this circumstance, all of this concern, all of this negativity, and in a blink of an eye, the sun can fart in our general direction, and life as we know it is over. Now, if you get the opportunity, have a look at Yow Radio on Blog Talk, Mr. Marshall Masters and the gang. They did an absolutely fabulous show regarding that. So go check it out. It's definitely worth the listen to. So you can understand more of what is happening. But in the meantime, in between time, that's it. We've reached basically the end of the show, and we have to start getting out of here. It's been an absolute pleasure. We do appreciate you coming, and most of this show will be picked up on our download repeater, I'm quite sure. In fact, I dare say that the majority of our listeners are after the fact of live, which is fine with me. In the meantime, in between time, you take care of yourself. Hey, guys, got a minute? You know, I'm sure we all have friends that are having tough times, either financially or in their marriage or in their general relationships in life. And but for the grace of God, go I. Well, I have friends like that. As they look to me for advice, I look to the heavens for some form of divine inspiration so I can please the masses, I guess. And it doesn't always happen. So what I would like to say to you tonight is, if you have friends, embrace them. If you have loved ones, cherish them. If you have acquaintances, respect them. And if you have love, God bless you all. Good night.
This has been a Night Talk production in association with Terra Chat Networks and BlogTalkRadio.com. Blessings on your households.